My name is Alex Hernandez. I'm a 21-year-old entrepreneur. Each week, I bring a brand new episode inspiring dreams, growth, and learning. You are now listening to a brand new episode of The H Project. Turn up the volume. It's time to grind. What is up, friends of the H Project? It's Alex Hernandez putting it down on episode 46 of the H Project. It's about 11 o'clock at night, Wednesday night. I'm a little late this week, so don't be mad, please. Keep me accountable, but don't be mad. I've just been busy, you know, school and business stuff, life, gym, you know, the whole grind. Anyways, I'm really happy with the way the show has evolved over the last 6 months or so, where we went from no experience talking into this microphone to building momentum and really getting some amazing people on the show. I'm very appreciative to have you guys listening, and I'm very grateful to be able to connect with a lot of you who are commenting and who are interacting with me, and I'm able to provide some awesome content for you. Now, before we get into this episode, I want to talk about what's going to be happening on episode 47, which is the next one. I'll be having Nathan Chan. For those of you who don't know who Nathan Chan is, Nathan is the founder of The Founder Magazine. That's a big deal. And I'm super, super pumped to get him on. And we're going to get some firsthand insight on how to build a six-figure business online and how to create relationships with some of the top business minds out there, like Richard Branson and so many more. So again, stay tuned for that one. That one's coming out tomorrow, and I know you guys won't be disappointed. Now in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to find the balance between being patient and being eager, taking action, all right? So plug in and enjoy the show. Something that I've been going through lately with Fission Energy is really knowing when to pull back and be patient and knowing when to really put my foot on the gas pedal and take action. People, from my experience and from what I see, people tend to fall mainly to one or the other. You might find it easy to be patient, but hard to find the eagerness to take action. And on the other hand, you may be like me, where you are eager and taking action is the easy part, but being patient seems impossible. I know some of you guys can relate to me on that, but I'm gonna tell you today why both eagerness and patience both have pros and cons by themselves, and that's why our goal is to find that middle ground. I call that middle ground the promised land. For any of you of my football fans out there, you know what I'm talking about. Now, being patient is important because it gives you much needed time to reflect on your work. Believe it or not, we all don't produce home run content all the time. We don't always come up with the best business decisions all the time. So having time to reflect on your work and to really confirm that it's in line with the direction of your company and making sure it correlates with your vision of where you want that company to go. And you can relate this idea, guys, to every aspect of your life. I'm not just talking business. I'm talking about your personal life, anything, any kind of fitness goals. Now, many of you probably heard the quote, "Rome wasn't built in one day." You know, it took years of fine-tuning and recalibrating their actions to make sure they were on the right track. But then again, Rome wasn't built because people weren't eager for action. Rome was built because of visionaries understood of the work and the time necessary it took to build what they were trying to build. Now, the other day, I'm going to kind of talk about a workout I had with my friend Logan. And we were talking about action. But we talked about creating habits where every day you're working towards your goals. And we call this daily disciplines. Every day we're taking actions that relates to our business or our goal. And now realize, you don't have to make huge groundbreaking actions every single day as long as you don't stop. I know a lot of us get frustrated because it does take a long time. It takes a lot of work. And they get discouraged. But I'm just trying to tell you, as long as you do not stop, you are in the game. You are in. You just cannot stop. Keep going. Your actions will create the results you're looking for. So now you got the action part down. It's time to be patient and understanding that it does take time and there's no such thing as an overnight success. And frankly, if it was really that easy, if all of us were successful overnight, none of us would even be interested in it. And, you know, everyone would already have it. Why would we even want to mess with it? And personally, I get frustrated at times because it takes time. And even though I'm consistent with my daily disciplines, I'm constantly hacking every single day, I forget time plays a huge role in our success. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you guys to sit around and wait for success to happen to you, because trust me, that day will never come, ever. You need to take action every single day, 365 days a year, and be consistent. And like I said before, don't stop. Do not stop learning. Do not stop working. I promise, the success is inevitable, really. Don't focus on the end result, because what it will do is it's going to take your focus away from what you need to be doing right now. What really matters was right in front of you. That's today. That's not tomorrow. That's not the week after that. That's right now, this second. What are we doing right now that is ensuring that we are going the right path? And does that path correlate with your vision? You know? So again, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was another kind of short one. Don't forget, you guys are amazing. Like amazing, amazing. My name is Alex Hernandez, guys. You know who. And I'm out.